Part 2. Reading passage. South Pole, North Pole. Thus did Pablo Picasso refer to himself and Matisse, perhaps the two greatest painters of the 20th century. Matisse's career was long and varied. As an 18-year-old law apprentice in Paris, he fell ill and was confined to bed for months. That was when he took up drawing. In 1891, he gave up law and devoted himself to the study of painting in Gustave Moreau's studio in Paris. His paintings of this time are characterized by the bold use of intense and primary colors, organized within a rhythmic two-dimensional design. He said, "I feel through color, so my pictures will always be organized by it." Matisse was of a very methodical temperament, a born leader who taught and encouraged other painters like Durain, Wolt, and Vlaminck. The full flowering of Matisse's greatness is displayed in his later period after he was confined to wheelchair and bed by cancer. He felt philosophically reborn and explored a new method of expression, cutouts. Using only scissors and colored paper, he solved the problem of harmonizing form and space, outline and color, something he'd long sought to achieve. The extraordinary Jazz album was published in 1947. These cutouts are far more expressive and persuasive than most abstract painting. At a stage of life when most artists simply repeat themselves, Matisse re-entered and redefined the avant-garde. From 1949 to 1951, he decorated the Chapel of the Rosary of the Dominican Nuns of Vence, his last work. Here, the colorist and fauvist Matisse used the simple primary colors of green, blue, and yellow on the white wall, white marble floor, and earth-colored altar stone. All of this with the Mediterranean Sea and the sunshine of Côte d'Azur visible through the window makes the Chapel of the Rosary an ideal place for spiritual contemplation. Matisse had at last achieved the perfect beauty of simplicity. He died in Nice at the age of 85. About the chapel, Matisse said, "I want those entering my chapel to feel themselves purified and lightened of their burdens. For me, the chapel is the achievement of an entire life's labor, the outcome of tremendous, difficult, sincere effort. This is not a labor I chose, but rather one for which I was chosen by destiny as I near my journey's end, one that I pursue through my research." Today, the chapel is a place where people, regardless of their faith, experience something they've never felt before.